الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Indeed, those people who accept Iman وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and carry out أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَةِ carry out good deeds. Those people who do two things, Iman and A'mal Saliha. Iman is to believe in everything conveyed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of His Messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا Iman is to believe in each and everything that was conveyed to us by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the medium of His final Messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, without a shadow of doubt. Iman. And number two, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those people who carry out الْأَعْمَالُ الصَّالِحَةِ أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ Good deeds. And what are الْأَعْمَالُ الصَّالِحَةِ What are good deeds? to do those things which please Allah and to abstain from those things which displease Allah. So all the do's and all the don'ts, to carry out the do's and to abstain from the don'ts is al-a'malu saliha. Whether the do's fall within the category of faraid, wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat, nawafil, whether the don'ts fall within the category of haram, makruhati tahrimiyah, makruhati tanzihiyah. Those people who accept iman and carry out a'mal saliha, carry out good deeds, they make sure that faraid and wajibat are not violated. And after completing the faraid and the wajibat, they try their utmost to carry out as many sunan as possible, as many mustahabbat as possible, and as many nawafil as possible. They make sure that they do not violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to the haram and the makruhati tahrimiyah. They always abstain from haram. They always abstain from makruhati tahrimiyah. And when it comes to makruhati tanzihiyah, they try their utmost to abstain from makruhati tanzihiyah also. For such people who fulfill these two obligations, iman and amal saliha, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised? Lahum jannat. For them are gardens of paradise. Tajri min tahtihal anhar, under which rivers will flow. Iman and amal saliha, the result is jannatun tajri min tahtihal anhar. The result is rivers under which gardens of paradise, under which rivers will flow. And rivers of water only? No, rivers of water. Masarul jannati allati wa'ida al-muttaqun fiha anharum min ma'in ghayri asin. In Jannah will be rivers of pure water. Water that will never become foul. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ تَعَمُهُ. And rivers of milk, the taste of which will never change. Because the milk in Jannah will always remain fresh. So rivers of fresh water, or rivers of water that will always remain fresh, rivers of milk which will always remain fresh. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرِ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And rivers of wine, rivers of halal, pure wine, which will be tasty for those people who will consume. لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنْزِفُونَ. After consuming the wine of Jannah, people will not experience a bitter taste or headache or dizziness. No. They will enjoy every moment of it. They will never become intoxicated. They will never feel dizzy. They will never experience a headache. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And for them will be rivers of pure honey. So for those people who accept iman and who carry out good deeds are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gardens of paradise, under which rivers of pure water, rivers of pure milk, rivers of pure halal wine, and rivers of pure honey will flow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the big success. فَمَنْ زُهْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. On the day of Qiyamah, the one who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and one who is granted entry into Jannah, he has indeed become successful. That is the great success, because that is the eternal success. That is the everlasting success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to these people, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَدُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. He will say that I am granting you my pleasure today. And I make promise that I will never, 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 never become unhappy with you. Do what you like in Jannah now. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. In Jannah, for you will be what your hearts desire, and for you in Jannah will be what you ask for. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. You are the guests, and your Rabb, your Allah, who is Ghafoor and who is Rahim, is your host. That is the big success. And it is this big success that we should never forget. Our goal should always remain this big success. Then there are small successes. GCSE, A-levels, BA, MA, shop, factory, good job, good wife, good husband, nice children, nice house. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, whilst making sure we do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make these small successes goals is permissible, and in some cases desirable also. But one should never forget the ultimate success. One should always give priority to that big success. It is foolish to sacrifice the big success for the small success. Intellect demands that we sacrifice the small success for the big success. So there are only two things we need to do. Iman and Amale Saleh. Iman, Amale Saleh. Iman, good deeds. Iman and carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. Only two things. And what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us? Eternal bliss in Jannah, inshaAllah. Iman and Amal Saleh. But Iman and Amal Saleh, Iman and Amal Saleh, which results in our everlasting and eternal success of the hereafter, depends on ilm. Without ilm, iman is not possible. Without ilm, amal saleh is not possible. So iman and amal saleh are the keys to Jannah. But ilm is the key to iman and amal saleh. Without ilm, iman is not possible. Without recognizing Allah, without knowing that Allah exists, without knowing that Allah is only one, without this knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the malaika, without this knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent approximately 124,000 anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, without knowledge a person cannot accept iman. And without knowledge a person will not be able to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. So iman and amal saliha are keys to Jannah. And iman and amal saliha depend on ilm. It is for this reason our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned scores of ahadith explaining the virtues of ilm. Scores of ahadith. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned great virtue for ilm and the people of ilm. Great virtue for the students of ilm.
And throughout 14 centuries, ilm, the people of ilm, the teachers, the students, and the marakis and the centers of ilm have enjoyed a very great status amongst the ummah. Till today, alhamdulillah, even today, the marakis of ilm, the madaris, the makatib, they are respected by almost all Muslims. The ulama, the students, they are respected by almost the whole ummah. Seldom you will find a person who does not have respect for ilm or anything associated to ilm. And so much virtue, so much blessing in respecting, in loving, in honoring ilm, the people of ilm, the marakis and the centers of ilm and anything associated to ilm. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. Best amongst you. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very vast. The creatures are in millions and billions and trillions. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows their number. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. From among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best is the human. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. There is no one better than the human. أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. The most honorable from amongst the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst the ashraful makhlukat, who are divided into approximately 124,000 nations, from amongst them the best is this ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best nation. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab. Why should not your ummah be granted the laqab and the title of khair ummah? Your ummah has to be the khair ummah. Why? Because you are khairul bashar. You are the best of the humans. You are khairul rusul. You are best of the messengers. You are the best of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are khairul anam. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab. Tu hai jab khairul bashar, khairul rusul, khairul anam. When you are khairul bashar, when you are khairul rusul, when you are khairul anam, your ummah has to be khair ummah. إن الجنة حرمت على الأنبياء كلهم حتى أدخلها وإن الجنة حرمت على الأمم كلها حتى تدخلها أمتي. Jannat is haram upon all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam until I do not enter Jannah. And the doors of Jannah will not be opened for any Ummah until my Ummah enters Jannah. Through the barakat of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, through his fuyuz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many blessings which Allah has not granted to the followers of the other Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam. Asad fuyuz-e dare Mustafa ka kya kehna? Asad fuyuz-e dare Mustafa ka kya kehna? Jise jo bhi saadat mili, jitni mili, wahi se mili. Whatever fortune, whatever sa'adat, whatever barakah any person has been able to acquire, it was only through the barakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this ummah is the best from all the ummahs. Now who is the best from this ummah? From amongst all the creatures, humans are the best. From the humans, this ummah is the best. From this ummah, who is the best? خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. It is for this reason pious people have said, in istata'ta fakun aliman. If you are able to, then become a person of ilm. Become sahibul ilm. If you are able to become an alim, acquire the knowledge of nubuwa. If you are able to. Fa illam tastati fakun muta'alliman. If you are unable to, if you are unable to become a scholar, full alim, then become a student and remain a student until you breathe your last. In istatate fakun aliman, fa illam tastati fakun muta'alliman. Fa illam tastati. And if you are too busy, or maybe like me, lazy. So if you are too busy or if you are very lazy, and you have no time to become a talibul ilm as well, then at least love the people of ilm and the students of ilm. فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي فَأَحْبِبُهُمْ. If you are unable to become an alim or a muta'allim, then love the ulama and the talaba. And if you are unable to even love them, then the least that you should do, فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي فَلَا تُبْغِزُهُمْ. The least you should do is never have malice and rancor in your heart towards the ulama and the students of ilm. So much virtue for ilm, my friends. لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا بَلِ الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ وَلَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ بَلِ الْيَتِيمُ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. A poet says, لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا. A person cannot adorn himself. A person is not able to adorn himself through the clothes. Clothes are not adornments. بَلِ الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. The real adornment is ilm and adab. Ilm and adab. A person may come with the best of clothes. He may have applied the best of perfumes. And he may have the most handsome look. But once he enters the majlis, once he enters the gathering, and people realize that he is an illiterate, ignorant person, he does not have any ilm as far as deen is concerned, and he does not have adab, no talim, no tarbiyat. Then because of his behavior without ilm and without tarbiyah, people within minutes will begin to dislike him. He will lose respect. And another person may enter the room with tattered clothes. Not handsome at all. No physical features to attract anybody. But 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes through the majlis, when he speaks, then hikmah emanates from his tongue. And people realize that this is a person of ilm and he has adab also, then people will begin to love him. لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا. A person cannot adorn himself through clothes. The real adornment is بَلِ الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. وَلَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ. That person is not an orphan whose father, whose mother has passed away. Who is the real orphan? بَلِ الْيَتِيمُ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. The real orphan is he who is deprived of ilm and adab. There are so many children of the Muslim ummah throughout the world who do not have facilities for ta'lim and tarbiyah. No madrasa, no maktab. Deprived people, poor people. They live in areas where no facility for ilm, no facility for ilm. These are the real orphans. These are the real orphans. So my friends, we need to make ilm the goal in our lives. Ilm. Ilm the goal in our lives, and we learn as much as possible. We learn as much as possible, and then we practice as much as possible, and then we pass on as much as possible. LPP. Learn, practice and propagate. Learn, practice and pass on. And until when? Until we are 14? Until we are 14, we go to the maktab, we go to the local madrasa. Until we are 14, 15, once we graduate, ilm is finished. We are finished with ilm. Now all the other objectives, other goals in life. GCSE is important now, A-level is important now. Marriage is important now, home is important now, car is important, everything else, ilm, enough, sufficient. For how long? For how long do we learn? For how long? Until we breathe our last. We learn until we breathe our last. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, until when? Oh Muhammad ibn Idris, until when? He said, ilal mamat. Ila mata? Ila mata ibn Idris? Oh Muhammad ibn Idris, Shafi rahimahullahu ta'ala, until when will you continue learning? He said, ilal mamat, until death, until I breathe my last. And he was asked by somebody, how do you search for ilm? How much greedy are you for ilm? How do you search for ilm? We come to the masjid, alhamdulillah. Before the Jummah Salat, we come with the intention of learning from our Imam Sahib, our respected Imam. We also seek ilm to a certain extent. But Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala is being asked by somebody, how eager are you to learn something? After he became Imam of his time. When can you become an Imam? When you become an ocean of knowledge, that is when you become an Imam. So after becoming an ocean of knowledge, he is being asked by somebody, oh Imam Shafi, until when? He said, until I breathe my last. He said, how much eager are you to acquire ilm? Can you explain to us your greed for ilm? How do you search for ilm? With which enthusiasm? With which eagerness? With which zeal? So he gave an example. He said that there is a married woman, a lady, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not granted a child for a very long time. And after 8 years, 10 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this lady a child and she becomes a mother. And then this child, the only child that she has and who was granted to her after many years, this child grows up to be 2 years, 3 years, and he is abducted. That child is abducted, or that the child loses its way and it's lost. So he said, imagine how the mother will look for that child. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says that whenever I leave my home in search for knowledge, that is my condition. That is my condition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to emulate these great personalities. And he was asked that when you hear something new for the very first time, something new, a new mas'ala, a new point of tafsir, a new point of hadith, a new hadith, the very first time you hear something new, how much enjoyment and satisfaction do you find? So he said that whenever the words of something new falls in my ears, he said that my ears find so much enjoyment that at that moment I wish that from head to toe I was nothing but ears. So that my whole body could experience that enjoyment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. Ila mata ibn Hanbal. Oh ibn Hanbal, until when? Until when will you continue seeking knowledge? You have become Imam of the time. So he said, he had his inkpot in his hand. And he picked up the inkpot and he said to the questioner, Ma'al mihbarati ilal makbarati. I will go to the qabrastan with this inkpot. That means I will continue learning, I will continue writing, I will continue conveying until I breathe my last. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah ta'ala is on his deathbed and one of his students goes to visit him. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, how are you? And Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah poses a question. The time does not permit me to go into the detail. He poses a question regarding Rami. So the students give the answer. This was a method of teaching. This is also a method of teaching, that you ask something. You ask something. If the answer is correct, then you endorse it. If the answer is not correct, then you teach him. So he asked a question. He replied, he said, incorrect. So he gave another answer. He said, incorrect. And thereafter, Imam Abu Yusuf Rahmatullah here, he gave the correct answer. The sunnah method of pelting the jamarat. This person says that after this conversation, I left Imam Abu Yusuf Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And from his bed to the main door, when I reached the main door, announcement was made that Abu Yusuf has passed away. In their final moments also, the only zeal was to pass on. I always say to my students that our pious predecessors has had two zeals. One is to take as much as possible from the seniors, and the second is to pass on as much as possible to the juniors. And I say to my students that in this day and age, we have two phases. First phase, study. And after graduation, teach. Our pious predecessors, they also had two phases. Phase number one, learn. And the second phase, learn and teach. Learn and teach. So learning used to begin from childhood and it would remain until they breathed their last. And teaching used to begin after graduation until they breathed their last. They always remained students and they were proud of remaining students. So my friends, young and old alike, my brothers, my sisters, let us today make a firm resolution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah for us, for me and you, not for anybody else. Allah has made Jannah for us, for us. So if Allah has made Jannah for us, let us acquire that Jannah. Let us acquire, my son, this is for you. If the father says, my son, this is for you. The only thing you have to do is pass your exams. Once you pass your exams, this is yours. The son will work very hard. And he will pass his exams because he says, this is mine. The father will say, my son, you are my only son and this is yours. But you have to make it yours by working hard. Allah has made Jannah for us. Allah has made Jannah for us. If Allah has made Jannah for us, then let us acquire that Jannah. And in order to acquire that Jannah, what do we have to do? Iman and Amal Saleh. But we will not be able to accept Iman, Alhamdulillah. We have the knowledge of Iman, so we have accepted Iman. And we have knowledge regarding the Amal Saleh, the halal and haram to a certain extent. But there are so many other things which we are unaware of. So in order for us to carry out Amal Saleha and to sustain our Iman, to preserve our Iman, to safeguard our Iman, it is necessary that we acquire ilm through authentic sources. Authentic, reliable sources. Authentic, reliable sources. What has been the culture for the past 1400 years? The student finds a very reliable and authentic teacher and he allocates time to learn from that teacher face to face. Face to face. This is the method of acquiring ilm. This is the method of acquiring ilm. Or a person finds an authentic, reliable author. And under the supervision of an alim, he studies his books. These are the two methods. We don't listen to any Zaid, Amar and Bakar. We don't go on Google or we don't go to YouTube and just listen to anybody only because he is very attractive, his accent is very attractive, his method of speaking is very attractive. No. No. Before we go to any doctor, we will want to know whether he is a reliable doctor or not. We will want to know whether he is a graduate of a university or not. Before listening to anybody regarding deen, before learning from anybody, the very first thing we need to know is that where has he graduated from? Who are his teachers? And does he have a chain which goes right to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved our deen through the chains. Chains. Lawla isnad, laqala man sha'a ma sha'a. Lawla al-isnad laqala man sha'a ma sha'a. The ulama have said that if there were no chains, then any person would have said whatever he desired. But no, if Maulana Hanif Sahib says something, we can ask him that from where are you saying this? What is your chain? What is your chain? From this book. This book, who is the author? Who is his teacher? Who is his teacher? Is he reliable? Is he authentic? So we need to acquire ilm through reliable, authentic sources. If we desire to read somebody, if we desire to listen to somebody, then we need to ask those ulama who are known to us. Who are known to us, whom we are fully aware of. And we need to take their guidance. That is it okay to listen to this person? Is it okay to read this literature? And any literature without the name of the author should not be read. Because we don't know who he is. We don't know who he is. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala, Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Nadawi rahimahullahu ta'ala. All these great personalities were very, very humble. Very humble. They were full of tawadu. Despite that, they all had to write names on their books. They did not want people to know that I have authored this book. Because they were very humble. They would do everything only for the pleasure of Allah. But it is the culture that whenever a person writes an article, he has to write his name. Why? Because without the name of the author, people will not know whether it is authentic or reliable or not. So any article, any book, without the author's name should not be read at all. Any speaker regarding whose chain you are unaware of, contact your local ulama. Those ulama who are known to you, who you know to be reliable and authentic, ask them, take their guidance. And if they say no, stay away from it. If they say yes, then go ahead. And the best method, if we listen to something on tape recorder, if we listen to something on YouTube, if we listen to anything on social media, we will acquire information. We will acquire information. We will acquire the words of knowledge, but not the noor of knowledge. The noor of knowledge can only be acquired by sitting in the company of the ulama. Because noor is passed on from heart to heart. So let us make this our goal from today. Jannat is our goal. Jannat is our goal. Allah is our goal. The pleasure of Allah is our goal. Jannat is our goal. And the pleasure of Allah and Jannat is acquired by safeguarding Iman. Alhamdulillah, we have acquired Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy, without any effort on our part, has granted us Iman. It's not easy. Allah has through His infinite. Now the only thing we need to do is Amal Saleh. And for Amal Saleh and to safeguard our Iman, we need Ilm. And Ilm, we will acquire it through authentic, reliable sources. Once we do this, my friends, then everything is ours. Everything is ours. This world is ours. Because those people who acquire correct ilm, authentic ilm, and then they practice this ilm, they carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, then Allah becomes theirs. And when Allah becomes ours, then everything is ours. When Allah becomes ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu ek mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, if you one is not mine, then despite having everything, I have nothing. If I become the king of the whole world, if I become the owner of the whole world, if I become the possessor of the wealth of the whole world, but if Allah is not mine, then nothing is mine. And if I am poor, I don't have a single cent in my pocket, I don't have a single morsel in my home, I am poor, completely poor, nothing, empty. But if Allah is mine, then everything is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu ek mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huye hasil, to sab hasil huye. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. If I am unable to acquire you and your pleasure, then despite acquiring everything, I have acquired nothing. Or tum huye hasil, to sab hasil huye. And if I have acquired you and your pleasure, then despite having nothing, everything I have acquired. So let us make Allah and Jannah have a goal from today. And in order to do that, let us strive. Let us safeguard our Iman. Let us give progress to our Iman. let us carry out the do's and the don'ts. And in order to do that, it's a learning process daily. Let us acquire ilm. Whatever we learn, let us learn as much as possible. Whatever we learn, let us practice as much as possible. And whatever we practice, whatever we learn, let us pass on as much as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakat to this center, this masjid, this madrasa of ours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it more barakat, more acceptance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all its external, internal, all its material, all its spiritual needs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a center of preserving ilm and spreading ilm and spreading hidayah and spreading deen throughout the four corners of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the brothers and the people who live in this locality, unite their hearts even more and grant them love for each other even more. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the tawfiq to benefit from their ulama, from their imma, and from those ulama who come and who deliver their lectures and who teach them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them progress in this world and the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.